Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching?
I was hit him with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there. You're saying that Biggs was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
Deeply awesome production.
Making woman gestures like, oh, oh, oh.
Let's go, champ.
Good morning. It's the champ. Hashtag TBV podcast. We are back. It's a breaking news show. Amir King Kong is back after nearly 2 years out of the game. We haven't seen Amir King Kong since Saul Canelo Alvarez in the big pay-per-view event that he put on. He was knocked out in spectacular fashion by Canelo, but as Danny Garcia says, he got the bag for that. It was rumored that Amir made $8 million. After that, he's been on plenty of UK television. He's turned into a celebrity. He's been on celebrity game shows, and we've gotten word. Official word from Eddie Hearn and Matchroom sent out the email to all media outlets today, early morning, indicating and stating that Amir Khan will be facing Phil LaGreco. And, you know, I guess the question we're posing today is, how do you feel about this fight? What do you think about it? Hate it or love it, right? Is this a good comeback fight for Amir Khan, who was out of the ring for so many years? Or should we be asking him to get into the ring with something or someone a bit more on his level? Maybe. I think myself, personally, I don't think it's a bad opponent at all. I think it's the right type of opponent, and I think it's what we've come to expect from Eddie Hearns. He knows how to take care of his guys. Like, this is what you do when you sign a guy like Amir Khan, you know, who has some sort of, I guess he's linked to having a weak chin or to being knocked out or not having great punch retention or resistance. So you want to get a promoter like Eddie Hearn that's going to get you, you know, the right fights. The speed of Amir Khan may prove to be just too much for Phil LaGreco. Now, Phil LaGreco is a decent opponent for Khan as a comeback off for so many years. Phil LaGreco has floated between 147 and 154. I doubt he really ever had any official fights at 54, but he did fight Errol Spence, I believe, at 51, 7 days short notice for that fight. He did fight Sean Porter. He also fought Brandon Hopkins. He has a couple of names on his resume. Pablo Munguia is another, you know, common opponent with guys like Tony Harrison. But he lost to Joseph Alegale from Florida, you know, at once upon a time trained with TMT, then once upon a time trained with Erickson Lubin. He lost that fight. So we'll see. I mean, this fight is scheduled for April 21st in Liverpool in the Echo Arena. It gives Phil LaGreco more than enough time to be prepared. I know that he's complained in the past about not having the right amount of time to be, you know, ready for these types of fights, this level of fight. So this isn't an excuse now. They've given him plenty of time. So it's going to be live on Sky Sports, which is obviously the equivalent of HBO over here. Hopefully Showtime will also air this since Amir Khan is an Al Heyman fighter. And so is Phil LaGreco for that matter. So signing with Eddie Hearn, I guess it gives him some sort of driving control, like he's behind the seat, but ultimately Al Heyman is still part of, very much part of the picture. I do want to read some quotes from the initial press release and just give you an indication of where LaGreco is and his mindset. And I also want to actually bring in the AP, Robert Hearn here, who had been talking with LaGreco behind the scenes via DM, direct message. And we've been knowing for some time now that he was a front runner along with Sammy Vasquez. We had our other UK correspondent, Hot on the Trail, Dove Joe, on one angle of this spectrum with Sammy Vasquez. And then we had, obviously, Robert communicating with LaGreco. So early this morning, we were able to break this news, thankfully, to Rob and all the hard work that he and Dove put in. But, Rob, I want to bring you on, and obviously, I mean, get your takes. You spoke to LaGreco firsthand. You had some DMs. You knew pretty much what angle this was going and what he wanted. How do you think this one happened? How did he get chosen over a Sammy Vasquez, per se? Because it's not like LaGreco has any UK exposure.
I mean, no, that's right. Good morning, Nez. He made a hell of a lot of noise before when it came out that Khan was on the comeback. I sent you some Twitter posts that he put out, social media posts, really going after Khan. And I think in the long run, Khan blocked him. So he's been making a lot of noise to get this fight. And I believe in an interview sometime, I think last week or the week before, Eddie Hearn had said, sometimes people make a lot of noise to get fights and it might just happen in this case regarding Amir Khan. So there were, you know, angles there that it could turn out to be LaGreco. But yeah, I spoke to him in private messages and he was saying they want to drain me to 147 and things like that, but they can have me at 154. So I don't know if the deal has been made that this is going to be at 147 or 154 or somewhere in between. I don't know, but I guess we'll find out at the press conference. But yeah, he really, think he talked his way into this fight.
I think if you're Khan, 154, 147, obviously if you can get LaGreco to agree to 147, which he's obviously agreed to some weight, we'll find out Tuesday. If that's not already today, right? What's today? Today's Monday.
Yeah,
we'll find out tomorrow. And we'll know exactly what weight it'll be at. But I think, again, if you're Amir Khan, it's not a dangerous fight at 54 or at 47. But LaGreco does have a puncher's chance. He does have power. I am now screen sharing LaGreco's official verified Twitter account. And there's a quote on this press release where he says, where is it? It's very funny. I'm happy Amir decided to yank up his skirt and end his long-going tea party. It's time he manned up. I've got a full training camp. This time around, there will be no room for error. Amir will be knocked out. Boxing teaches us history repeats itself. Once you're knocked out cold, it only gets worse. But there's another one here that is, I wonder if it's going to pick up any steam. Where is it? No. I can't find it. Jesus. Did you see the line that he called him a Kandashian or a Kandashian?
Yeah. If you look, I sent you.
I think I found it. He said, I'd like to thank Eddie, Sam, Al Heyman, and of course the entire Kandashian family for letting your daughter come out and play. Yo, I mean, it would be even better if LaGreco was just a bit more skilled. I think he's a bit crude. Maybe not necessarily fast enough. But at the end of the day, he does have the power. He can, you know, we've seen Khan hurt before from lesser men. So he can stop Khan. But this is the right comeback fight. Rob, I guess, what do you think of your mentor, Eddie Hearn, and the first choice of opponent for Amir Khan in his rebuild?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of tweets since Eddie put it out on his Twitter and Matchroom. And people are, there's a lot of who the fuck is this guy? You know, there's a lot of maybe people over here don't know him. But I think it's a good fight. I mean, the worry for any Khan fan, I guess, is if this guy's carrying power. I mean, we've seen Khan get some pretty brutal knockouts. And as fast as he might be, he's been in there with people that he's maybe faster than. But if he catches that one punch on the button, we've seen him lights out, you know. So I think it's a concern. I mean, if this is all building up to the big cash out and Cal Brook, you know, that remains to be seen. But I think it's a good opponent. I'm not sure on the rankings. I believe he's somewhere in Le Greco's somewhere like 90th or something like that. I'm not entirely sure, but it's a good opponent. He's had some heavy knockdowns. You know, obviously the Canelo one you mentioned, that was his last fight, and it's been a while since we've seen him. So, you know, people may hate on this. I mean, I don't know if you're aware, but the big thing here at the moment is that the Amir Khan fight clashes with Frampton Donaire. It's the same night. This was, I think Eddie Hearn said in interviews that, that it was supposedly Frampton was going to be on the 7th of April, but then that got changed. So the arena was booked and there's nothing they can do about it. So, you know, I think I've seen some polls out there. Who you're going to be watching? Are you going to be watching Frampton Donaire, or are you going to be watching Amir Khan Le Greco? So I'm not sure how those polls are going, but I think some are going to hate on this and just some are glad to see him back. Khan has got a huge following here. I think he's got, last time I looked, he had like 500,000 more followers than AJ on Twitter. So he's got a huge following and, you know, he's back fighting and he's just going to have, you know, crazy support.
I agree. We got some early morning commenters saying that, Ness, why are you always hoping Khan loses? I don't know how I'm hoping that Khan loses by saying that he's faster than his opponent, more skilled than his opponent, and should beat his opponent. I don't get it. Now, Le Greco does have a puncher's chance. He has power. Is it elite level power? I don't know. We will have to find out. He's not knocked out any elite level fighters yet. We will have to see. He's been, you know, in the ring with Sean Porter and at least got a unanimous decision, and he was stopped by Errol Spence. So he's been in there with some opponents. But again, I think this is a good fight. It's a three-fight deal for Khan. I think he needs maybe another one or two like this and then re-sign and get a big fight. But he does need to rebuild. And it's funny, because Khan is always rebuildable. This is not the first time he's coming back from a devastating knockout to try and reestablish his career. Like our AP Rob Hearn said, this guy, you know, he has a big following on social media. He knows how to do the right things out of the ring to keep himself eligible for big fights, really. Again, the question we're posing is hate it or love it. This has been a quick little morning show to bring you some breaking news as this just broke a few hours ago. So drop, your thoughts and opinions in the comment section. Let us know how you like this Khan Le Greco fight. What do you think of it as a comeback fight? And if you see Khan winning, what is next? I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel so you will be notified like today for this spontaneous show that we did early in the morning to bring you this breaking news. And be sure to head on over to the YouTube channel for Camp Life series videos with Danny Garcia, Deontay Wilder coming soon, Errol Spence up And we have tons of new up-and-coming prospects from the Philadelphia area, from the real boxing promotions of Evander Holyfield. Just a ton of stuff going up on the channel from the UK as well, from Los Angeles. Just huge amounts of content. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel to stay up to date. Peace.